Come without paying and without cost. Drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen, that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. As I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of nations, so shall you summon a nation you knew not. And nations that knew you shall not run to you. You shall not. And nations that knew you not shall run to you. Because of the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way, and the wicked man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God, who is generous and forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. Just as from the heavens, the rain and snow came down and do not return there, till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. The word of the Lord. Our responsorial psalm, you will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations, make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One, Israel. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God. And everyone who loves the Father also loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world, and the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now that the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens: "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. When we think about St. John the Baptist, this was a man who was a prophet. He was the last prophet that would bridge from the Old Testament, introducing to the New, by pointing to Christ. When they looked at St. John the Baptist, so many Israelites came in droves. They came to form long lines because they believed that he was holy. They believed that he was faithful. They believed he was a man of God because he fasted and he prayed and he showed that conviction, that passion. He didn't even care about his own self-interest. When he saw King Herod committing a sin by marrying his brother's wife, he called him out. Instead of being afraid of losing his life, being in prison, he still was willing to do that. He was willing to be the voice of truth to help save his soul. He didn't want him to feel sorrow that became distress that doesn't lead to life. But he wanted him to experience sorrow that leads to repentance, to turn away from his sin, to be able to embrace the truth of Christ, to have a new beginning, to die to sin, but to live for Christ. But he chose not to obey the voice of truth. But St. John the Baptist, when he saw our Lord, he's looking at him and he sees the Holy Spirit descend upon him. And he knows he's God. He feels so humbled by seeing the face of God and the person of Christ. He said he's not even unworthy to unloose his sandals. What does that mean? In the ancient culture, you know, when everyone was walking, they would wear sandals. And of course, they would step in dirt, dust, manure, everything that was in the road. And the one who was a servant or a slave would unloose their sandals. And they know that was like a low task to do. And he said he's not even worthy to do that for Christ. What is he showing? He's showing his reverence to our Lord. How do we imitate that? Holy Mother Church teaches us to show reverence to Christ. Before I proclaimed the gospel, we all stood. Why do we stand? Whenever someone goes into, I guess, you know, some formal assembly, maybe inauguration, everyone stands, right? When a wedding couple is going to leave and down the aisle, we all stand. We give an applause. We stand for Christ to show our reverence for Christ. When the gospel is being proclaimed, we stand. And at the end of the reading of the gospel, I kiss the gospel because I'm showing that the word of God is not only present in the whole Eucharist, but he's also present in the sacred scriptures, the gospel. We genuflect on one knee when we come into church before we go into our pew, when we pass the Blessed Sacrament. We do all these things as an expression of our faith, to acknowledge the truth. What is the truth? That Jesus is Lord. We're acknowledging that. Every time we bow, every time we genuflect, we're doing what those who are in heaven, the angels, the saints, even though the angels and saints are in heaven, they themselves humble themselves before God Almighty. They bow, they kneel before Christ, no different than what we do. But they do it, of course, in the glory of heaven, and they do it eternally. While we do this when we come in and out of God's presence here in church. So reverence doesn't make us distant from God, it makes us close from God, because it shows our expression of faith in his divinity. But we don't only have faith in his divinity, we have faith in his humanity. And that's why we celebrate the feast of our Lord's baptism this evening. So our Lord went into the Jordan River to be baptized, not to cleanse himself from sin, but to cleanse the water of the Jordan from sin, to cleanse the waters in which we were baptized from sin. So whenever I say the prayer of blessing for a baptism, I'm not blessing the water. Christ is using me as an instrument to bless the water. It's Christ who blesses. And he blesses the water, the Jordan River. He blesses humanity. He purifies the water. In the Old Testament, the Israelites, they went to the Jordan River. And there's an old tradition that says that even though Moses extended his hands for the Red Sea to open, even though he extended his hands like this, believing that the Red Sea would open, not until one person stepped there did it start to part, showing the expression of faith. So we see that our Lord, he is the summary of Israel. Everything that Israel failed to do, they failed to be faithful to the covenant of Christ. Time and time again, God wasn't surprised. He knew that would happen. So he kept having new and new covenants. Jesus is the summary of the Israelites' country, their history. Only he is faithful. He is faithful every step of the way. And he draws us into that faithfulness. You know, and baptism, either our parents or we made a vow. Not a promise, a vow. A vow is higher than a promise. We promise to reject Satan, to reject sin, to reject the spirit of the world. We promise that we believe in everything that the church professes, that we believe in God, the Father Almighty. The creed that we profess in baptism. Everything we believe about how God has redeemed us, how he's created us, how he sanctifies us. So we make a rejection of sin and a profession of faith. And in doing so, we become consecrated to Christ. This morning, I had everyone who was doing the true devotion to Mary, those who took the books for true devotion to Mary, they made their consecration this morning. And some of them are going to make it this evening. And the consecration is this. They say that they want to be faithful to Jesus, who's divine wisdom incarnate, But this time they promised to reject Satan, to reject sin, to be faithful to Christ through the Spirit of Mary. This time they're asking to be faithful and renew their baptismal promises, but through the help of Our Lady, the Mother of Mercy. And so I would say that Our Lady helps us. The Mother of Mercy can help us. St. Joseph can help us to renew our baptismal promises, to realize that when we were baptized, God the Father, He looked at us and He said, "Behold, my beloved Son." He says to us, "Behold, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." He says Son because He sees Jesus in each and every one of us. And He is pleased with us because of Jesus who lives in us. So we are so blessed, so privileged to be brothers and sisters in Christ. God, He calls out to us in love and mercy to be a part of His family in Christ. So let us answer to Him, you know, that amen that we say, "Lord, help me to be faithful. Help me to love You. Help me to be able to serve You as You has called me to serve You and to trust in Your mercy and Your love." And we do this through the help of Our Lady and, of course, St. Joseph. Let us stand to profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess in baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Brothers and sisters, Jesus stepped into our place when He accepted baptism from St. John the Baptist. We confidently bring our needs to our Heavenly Father, that the Church will always be grateful that the Lord is beside us and before us and bearing our burdens. We pray to the Lord that civic leaders will have wisdom, patience, and understanding as they listen to and lead their people. We pray to the Lord that those who are persecuted for their faith in Jesus Christ will persevere in the faith and find comfort in their distress. We pray to the Lord that those having difficulty paying their bills will have warmth, food, and shelter, the necessities through these days of winter. We pray to the Lord that our benefactors may never lose faith in the purpose and worthiness of their charity. We pray to the Lord for the sick of the parish and for all those whose names are listed in a bulletin, that they may be freed from danger, relieved of suffering, and embraced with compassion and God's gentle care. We pray to the Lord for our beloved dead, for the deceased of St. Martin de Porres Parish family, for the souls of our family and friends, that they may enjoy eternal life with the Lord in glory. We pray to the Lord. We pray also for the private intentions we hold in the silence of our heart, We pray to the Lord. Father, as you are well pleased with the obedience of your Son, Jesus, help us to please you as we follow him with all our hearts. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Please stand. Accept, O Lord, the offerings we have brought to honor the revealing of your beloved Son, so that the oblation of your faithful may be transformed into the sacrifice of him who willed in his compassion to wash away the sins of the world, who lives and reigns forever and ever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the waters of the Jordan, revealed with signs and wonders a new baptism, so that through the voice that came down from heaven, we might come to believe in your word dwelling among us, and by the Spirit's descending in the likeness of a dove, we might know that Christ your servant has been anointed with the oil of gladness and sent to bring the good news to the poor. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration. They may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing his sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed us to reconcile to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints. On this constant intercession in your presence, we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Nelson, our Bishop, his assisting bishops, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom summoned before you, in a compassionate and merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all pleasing to you at their passing from this life. Give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom we store in the world all that is good. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command to form a divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away. May this make the body of our Lord Jesus Christ bring to our hearts as your sin.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Bless all those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Lord, if Christ can be saved, or what? Behold the one of whom John said, I have seen testified that this is the Son of God.
Let us pray. Nourished with these sacred gifts, we humbly entreat your mercy, O Lord, that faithfully listening to your only begotten Son, we may be your children in name and in truth, through Christ our Lord. Please be seated. We have an announcement from Mr. Xavier.
Good evening. Next Sunday, January 17th, we will be welcoming our former pastor, Father Ed Halliday, to serve as celebrant and homilist to our 10 a.m. Mass. As you know, Father Ed is now the pastor of St. John Chrysostom Parish in Wallingford, PA. St. Martin de Porres and St. John have formed a combined ministry made up of laity and clergy to address the racial understanding and healing in the Archdiocese. This ministry aims to foster opportunities for spiritual growth, fellowship, education, and dialogue that promotes racial understanding, healing, and justice within, among, and beyond our parish communities. Father Ed will be joined by lay ministers of this ministry from St. John's. There's an insert in today's bulletin that explains the ministry more fully. Please consider joining us for Mass in person as we welcome Father Ed home. Thank you.
Let us stand. Hope everyone has a safe and blessed week. I know there's a lot of turmoil going outside with the election of Joe Biden and the new inauguration and all that, so all the politics. So hope everyone stays safe. Please be prudent. Keep that peace inside, and let's pray for our country, because we definitely need to pray for our country. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.